lay down on the bed. As soon as I relaxed, stopped moving, I began to hear cockroaches scuttling around in the other rooms. At my head end, I had a French couple in their late teens, a beautiful slim girl with a suitably handsome boy attached. They'd been leaving their room as I got to mine, and we exchanged nods as we passed in the corridor. The other end was empty. Through the netting, I could see the light was off, and anyway, if it had been occupied, I would have heard the person breathing. It was the last room on the corridor, so I presumed it faced the street and had a window. On my ceiling was a fan, strong enough to stir the air on full setting. For a while, I did nothing but lie on the bed and look up at it. It was calming, following the revolutions, and with the mixture of heat and soft breeze, I felt I could drift to sleep. That suited me. West to east is the worst for jet lag, and it would be good to fall into the right sleeping pattern on the first night. I switched off the light. There was a glow from the corridor and I could still see the fan. Soon I was asleep. Once or twice I was aware of people in the corridor, and I thought I heard the French couple coming back, then leaving again. But the noises never woke me fully, and I was always able to slip back into the dream I'd been having before. Until I heard the man's footsteps. They were different, too creepy to doze through. They had no rhythm or weight and dragged on the floor. A muttered stream of British swear words floated into my room as he jiggled the padlock on his door. Then there was a loud sigh, the lock opened with a click and his light came on. The mosquito netting cast a patterned